Getting a chance to sit with Sue Enns, the Director of Child and Youth Programming here at the YMCA, and some of the great youth programs that you have. And I saw here that we have this great Christmas tree, and I understand a stellar Christmas program here at the Y.
Yeah, we've done the angel tree this year. This is our second year doing it. Last year we started pretty small. We just kind of kept it with our before and after school group. But we threw the doors wide open this year, and it's been actually, we've been blown away by the response. Basically, the angel tree matches families that need a little extra support, you know, buying gifts for their kids, with families that might have, you know, additional financial ability to buy extra gifts. And so we pair those people together, and so we had about 89 angels this year of kids that are going to get presents, and literally within 4 days all 89 were picked up, and we actually had more sponsors than we did the kids that needed the gifts. And so we were just blown away by the response. The generosity of the community was like incredible. And my team is, you know, kind of the ones that are spearheading it. So it's the kind of the office staff for the before and after schools and camps. And they've done just an incredible job of all the administration of, you know, pairing it all up and making sure everybody knows the information. And we're going to be able to wrap all the gifts. We're excited about that part. That's going to be really fun. And then, you know, all of the parents get to come and pick up these gifts for their kids. So
isn't the Christmas spirit and the giving spirit a wonderful thing?
It is. It's been amazing. It's just been like, you know, our hearts are just full with how it's all turned out, because it's just been so incredible. And when you really see the generosity of the community come together, and you know, some of the gifts that we're getting, are we're just blown away by, you know, how generous our community is. Yeah.
Now I know that component of the angel tree may have passed by, but what if you're still interested in helping out?
Yeah, if you're still interested in helping out, unfortunately no more angels to sponsor. However, you can always donate. We can use extra funds to buy all of the supplies for the wrapping, and we also buy, you know, little fillers to add into the gifts. And so you are welcome to go to our angel tree page on our website, and you can, you know, click the donate now button. It also will help next year, because next year we would like to get a little bit, you know, if it grows, we would like to have a little bit more tech assistance in terms of, you know, the monitoring of who's getting what angel. And so we'd like to add to that. And so just the financial ability to, you know, add a little bit of tech support to our website to be able to administrate the whole process a little bit easier would be great. So, yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about, because you are very much in charge and responsible for a lot of the child and the youth programming. And I know when it gets to, you know, schools taking spring breaks and those type of things, it puts a lot of pressure on parents to find some sort of childcare.
Yeah, we do. We run what's called Schools Out Day Camps throughout the year. And we have slots for up to 50 kids can come and hang out in the downtown Y, and they can go swimming, they can do crafts, they can play games in our gym. Basically, they can come and just have a really great time for the day. So our next one is January 26th, which is a PD day for school. And so we're running program then. And then after that, February break, you know, April break, all of those break times where, you know, you're looking for something for your kids to do, you are welcome to, you know, go to our website. Schools Out Day Camps is what it's called. Just look for that and sign your kids up. Yeah.
And I do know that the kids are going to have fun, because on the day that we're having this conversation, there's some snow coming down, and I was just walking down the side of the YMCA, and the kids are all playing in the snow.
Yes. Yeah. That's our child cares. And there's the playgrounds that we have outside. And yeah, you can even still go outside and, yeah, experience a little bit of snow if you want.
Well, there's a lot of that coming our way. Okay, talk about some of the other programs.
Right, so we also run our summer camps. The registration for that is going to open up in March, and all summer long we have week-long camps that you can register your kids for. We have two, actually. One is out of the downtown Y here. It's called Super Summer Camp, and then we have a second one where we bus kids to Blackstrap. So we pick them up from, you know, five different areas in the city. They can, you know, pick your bus stop that works best for you, and then you get bussed out to Blackstrap to the lake for the day. The kids get to enjoy, you know, being on the lake. and swimming, as well as, you know, hanging out in the woods and, you know, doing all of the fun kind of camp stuff. But it's still just a day camp. So they still go home. They get to sleep in their own beds. You know, parents get to see them after the day of activity and see how everything went. And so I love Blackstrap Camp. I think it's one of our best things that we offer here. I think, you know, so many kids go out there and just get to experience, you know, Saskatchewan lake life. And it's just awesome.
So how do I stay abreast on when these camps are open? Because signing up, you know how it is with parents when you got to get signed up and you need dates and you can do it all online. I understand the YMCA has supercharged the website.
Yes, yeah. So our website is really good. We've been working hard to make it even better. You can register. Everything is online. If you start, you know, go to our website around, you know, January, February, we'll start putting the date that we open up. Generally, camp doesn't you know, get full right away. You have a little bit, but that being said, you never know. So always good to just watch for that registration date and register your kids as soon as possible. I don't have the exact date. I wish I did.
No, that's all right. That's acceptable. I sprung that one on you. Okay, well, maybe can you tell me a little bit about the before and after school program?
Not much to say about that. We run in 13 different schools around Saskatoon. You know, provide programming for kids that need extra care, you know, around the school hours, so that parents can, you know, drop them off early for school and then they can stay later. Provides that extra child care that parents are needing, you know, because school hours don't necessarily match work hours, right? And yeah, we have, you know, about 650 kids registered in that program. And yeah, it's a big one, a lot to manage, but yeah, we have a lot of kids that just have that extra care and that extra, you know, love and attention from our staff and enjoy doing that as well.
Well, Sue, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.